The UW Systems Admissions Advisory Group has been meeting for over a year. Its recommendations were supposed to be rolled out later this summer, according to a member of the group. Alan Tuchtenhagen is Executive Director of Enrollment at UW River Falls.
We're really not far enough along in this process to roll it out and tell everybody how this is going to happen because we're still working on the details. This isn't something the UW system announced. It's something that a reporter found out that we were working on it and announced it, and it's ahead of where we should be.
Nonetheless, the basic component of the proposal is moving from what's called a mechanized admissions policy, or one based on class rank and ACT scores, to one that includes work experience, leadership roles, income factors, as well as race and personal qualities. This holistic review is based on the Supreme Court decision that allows race-conscious admissions policies as long as they include an evaluation of the applicant as an entire person. UW-Madison already uses the holistic approach, but Tuchtenhagen says a new policy is needed for the rest of the campuses.
What's the difference between a top 40% student with a 22 ACT and a top 60% student and a 21 ACT? I would submit there's not a lot of difference. But right now, the way we lay these requirements out, it does provide some certainty for those students on the high end, but less certainty for those on the low end.
That's the issue, according to the chair of the Colleges and Universities Committee. Representative Rob Krybek wonders why the system would want to create uncertainty for those on the high end. Instead, he says those students with a less rigorous academic record should be steered to technical colleges or two-year institutions.
It's very easy to transfer into a four-year institution that you originally wanted to go once you're in the system, in the pipeline, and have achieved at least a year of study somewhere else.
But the current system hasn't resulted in enough racial and ethnic diversity on four-year campuses, the kind that reflects the workplace. UW-Eau Claire's Vice Chancellor for Student Development and Diversity is Kimberly Barrett. She also sits on the Admissions Advisory Group.
I think that when you look at what we're trying to do with admissions, we're trying to do two things. One is to select students who will be successful in our institutions, and two, create a sort of vibrant student mix on campus that creates the type of education that we want for our students.
Vice Chancellor Barrett says research on the impact of class rank and ACT scores on freshman success indicates other factors make a difference.
You know, it varies from study to study, but it's about 30% of the differences that it accounts for. That means 70% is associated with something else.
Barrett says by the senior year, research shows 90% of student success is due to factors other than academic scores.
So we shouldn't shut the doors on students just by looking at two factors. I think that all of us would prefer that our students be given a holistic review, look at all of the factors, circumstances, their accomplishments, so that they're given the best chance they can. We do that already for certain groups of students. Sometimes we do it for athletes. Sometimes we do it for children of donors. And so I think it's a much more fair process to give them all the same review.
But Representative Krybek questions whether more staff will be needed to personally review all the additional application materials. He questions how admissions offices will ascertain the student actually wrote the required essay. And he wonders whether there will be a need for more remedial classes.
I disagree that the best barometer of success are all these non-factors, personal story. I think academics and test scores has to remain at the forefront of admitting students in the UW system.
Krybek admits he hasn't read or received the advisory group's draft report. Its early release caught others off guard and created confusion about exactly what type of students UW officials are looking for. While one administrator says no student would be guaranteed admission, UW System President Kevin Riley says there will always be a place at a UW System campus for students who study hard and get good grades. The system is under pressure to improve racial and ethnic diversity as part of its 10-year-old Plan 2008. In fact, at a meeting in May, members of the Board of Regents discussed salary and other funding cuts at campuses that fail to show more progress. Meanwhile, the Admissions Advisory Group is expected to come up with a final plan this fall for use with the freshman class of September 2008. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.